So you're overweight, you have pre-diabetes, and your doctor says, you know, what you would say, which is that's a very serious thing to have. Just because it's common doesn't mean it's not bad. It is bad. And this drug can cure it. Why wouldn't you do that?
It segues really well into the second issue, why Ozempic is so problematic. So on a societal level, you know, I think anyone that agrees, you know, if you're just looking at this issue, you know, putting everybody and pumping everyone with Ozempic for their lives isn't the first thing you do to solve obesity. But even if it was perfect,
No.
even if it was right, even if it was perfect, but the problem is when you get to the individual level, this drug medically is a absolute disaster.
Medically.
Medically, it's a disaster. So all you need to know is that Novo Nordisk, the company that makes this drug, recently passed LVMH to become the most valuable company in Europe. So this company, most valuable company in Europe, they don't allow this drug for obesity in Europe. Almost all of Novo Nordisk's revenue is coming from taking advantage of Americans. This is not the first line of defense for obesity in any European country. It's not approved by the government regulators. They are saying on their stock calls that all of their growth is coming from the U.S. They're taking advantage of a broken U.S. system in the United States. And when you dive into it, even people in the United States who are getting government funding, insurance funding for this drug, don't have to pay for it. 30% of them go off the drug within 3 months. So even though they're fully being paid for, and we're being told this is a lifetime drug, there's lawsuits coming, just reported in the past couple of days, on gastrointestinal issues and stomach paralysis. The drug itself essentially is stomach paralysis.
What is stomach paralysis?
The drug, what it does is essentially it sterilizes, it stomach paralyzes your stomach, to make you not be able to process food correctly. And there's studies now saying that stomach paralysis, the really messing with your ability to digest food, actually stays after you go off the drug. So there's lawsuits now with people with severe gastrointestinal issues after coming off the drugs that's being pronounced, and that's coming out in lawsuits. Additionally, because of that, you're consistently seeing patients who go off the drugs gain the weight back. So that's almost, I think, universally accepted even by Novo Nordisk. When you go off the drug, you gain the weight back. But again, we're seeing most people that take the drug within the first year come off it because the gastrointestinal issues, the stomach issues are so pronounced. Additionally, the EU, again, where this company is based, just launched a probe into suicidal ideation caused by Ozempic. You can't even make this up. But the EU is doing a massive probe because there's so many reports of increased depression and increased suicide. Now, I was debating a Harvard doctor about 6 months ago, and I brought this up because it's kind of obvious. Your serotonin, what produces your contentment and happiness, 95% is made in the gut. And again, Ozempic essentially is gut dysfunction. So when you mess with the serotonin and mess with the gut, a lot of unexpected things happening. And very understandably, and really what's to be expected, is we're actually seeing reports of a mass increase in mental health disorders and even suicidal ideation from Ozempic.